The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's happening, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, bud. It's good to be here again on another episode of our show here. And I wish we kept count of our shows. I wish I knew what number show this was.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But here we are, Mike, and it is the last weekend of January in 2019 here, and the market's doing well. The weather's doing okay. It's cold, but it looks like we're going to sneak out of January here now without snow too.
The weather's been volatile. If I can keep the market speak going,
right? If one's got to be volatile, right? If
let it be the weather.
If either the weather or the market's got to be volatile, let the weather be volatile. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
You know, and we're just cruising right along here. And, you know, Mike, beginning of the years are always exciting and dynamic in our firm. They really are. And for you as people, as individuals, and, you know, we do like to use the January 1 as a springboard to launch us into thinking about things differently and looking at things, you know, in different ways. And, I just want to congratulate the people who have been taking the time to come in and have meetings with us and sit down and take a fresh look at their financial situation and, you know, make sure that they're doing the right things based on their goals, needs, and objectives, because it really has been a fantastic start to the year here.
Yeah, you know, there's always something magical about wiping the slate clean, you know, and I know, I get it. You've said it 1,000 times. Your financial world keeps going. What's the December 31st have to do with it? But still, there's something about January that kind of brings a renewed hope, a renewed vision, you know, whatever you want to call it. And that's kind of, you know, cool every year. And to the same token, I think there's also a side of it. It's like time to push the rock up the mountain again and do this all over again, right? So, I mean, you know, the continuation of everything or you know, if things are going well, right? Well, it's a new year and, you know, you got to kind of go out there and prove yourself again. You know, it's almost like a football team, right? Yeah, had a great year last year, but we got to do it again this year. You know,
yeah.
It's time to get to work, time to push the rock up the mountain type of philosophy. So either way, there's something about January. It's almost like let's get going time. And you're right. It's nice to see people that kind of use it as a springboard and do try to improve their financial affairs.
Yeah, and Mike, you know, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and I love listening to podcasts. I think that they're fantastic. You know, they're like this radio show here. You know, you can go in and you can tune in and, you know, for a period of time and, you know, get either some motivational information, some educational information, you know, whatever it is. And you know, you want to just listen to a sports podcast. It doesn't make a difference, right? You can get whatever you want. And I like that a lot. But one of the things that I've been listening to lately is success-oriented you know, podcasts and successful people, and just listening to interviews of successful people out there in the world and in all different genres and areas of life. And when I say success, I don't mean the wealthiest people in the world. I just mean people that are accomplishing things, you know, that they're proud of and have an achievement coming with them. And I always like listening to these things, and I think you probably, you know, pretty know when I do, because I always come in the office with a new idea, right? Yeah. And it just, there's a couple of characteristics that are common in successful people, and, you know, usually at the beginning of the show here, we talk about the marks and we're going to, but I just wanted to hit about, you know, one or two common characteristics that, you know, I pick up, this is my opinion, on listening to successful people. And one of the big characteristics is they tend to take advice from people on things that they don't know about.
Yeah, that's absolute. And I mean, that's, you know, how really, if you think about it, how can you succeed, you know, on any area, any topic of life, if you don't really know what you're doing, if you're not willing to take advice?
Right.
You know, just break it down to simple terms, right? Remodeling the home, whatever, financial advice, whatever type of advice, tax, legal, name it, you know, if you don't know what you're talking about, well, how are you going to succeed if you're not willing to sit down and listen to somebody and hear what they have to say?
Right. And then the second, you know, one of the other things and takeaway and the second one that I just want to discuss today is just the ability to take action. Yeah. And, you know, everybody's got ideas, and then there's a million people listening to this radio show right now that, you know, have an idea for something, but they, you know, they haven't taken any action on it for whatever reason. You know, they hold themselves back, but they take action. So, you know, they listen to people and they take action. Those are two characteristics. There's others, but just two that lately have been jumping out to me and like, yeah, you know, get your information and take your action. To me, I think that's a good starting point.
They are. They're probably two of the biggest.
Right.
You know, to try to succeed, because, you know, taking action, we all know that the opposite of that is procrastination, and we all know what procrastination can do to you,
right?
And we all do it. We're all human, right? I procrastinate going to the store sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it today. It's too cold. I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, how many's had that thought so far this winter, right? So, I mean, so for different reasons, you know, to need to succeed, two of the things that you just mentioned are right at the top of the list, I think. I think you hit it square.
Yeah. So I just want to, you know, continue on our quest here to educate and motivate so they don't procrastinate. And, you know, just jumping over to the investment arena and the markets here for a couple of minutes, Mike, it's been a nice start to 2019 here. And, you know, there's been some good upward momentum here taking place in the markets.
Yeah, sure has. Absolutely. And, you know, it's been a great start to the year, and kind of the opposite of what December was, right? And here we are, and earnings are coming out, have been coming out in some major U.S. companies. And I know next week's another big week of a lot of different corporations. And the reason why I mention that is because earnings are important, and it's always good to hear what they say and how they see the economy and how they see things going forward. So it's good to hear what the big companies have to forecast about 2019.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, if people have had a strategy and an investment allocation in place and they were disappointed with their statements that came through the door at the end of the year, they'll probably be, if they're lucky enough to get a monthly statement, they'll probably be, you know, happier at the end of the month to see, you know, a sense of a, you know, an improved account value, if you will, in many, many people, is what my gut tells me is going to happen.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, some of the commentary I've been hearing just listening to the, you know, TV pundits, if you will, is in a lot of way they're saying that, like, okay, sharp down, sharp back up already in 19.
Yep.
Let the market's starting to settle in here, and it's going to start thinking about its work for 2019. You kind of went through that whole volatility period, and, you know, kind of, okay, let's be normal and get back to normal.
Yeah. And, you know, Mike, though, one thing that is constant is change, and definitely the environment has changed a little bit. The interest rate environment certainly changed in the last 12 months as to where we were, you know, 12 months ago. And those changes require, in my opinion, a review and an analysis of where you are right now, because, you know, specifically when you're talking about interest rates and fixed income, different investment and different investment vehicles will behave differently during those periods of time. And, you know, some of them will behave negatively in an increasing interest rate environment. So you want to make sure that you're in tune with, and that perhaps you make sure that your allocation is appropriate for the environmental change that has taken place out here. Does that make sense? Did I make sense?
Yeah. What you're saying is, you know, if you have interest driven products or, you know, fixed income, if you will, you have to take a look because things have changed. Rates have gone up last year. And I think it's also important to point out that you need to know what you're earning, because I still think there's a lot of people that are under earning, if that's proper to say, you know, because of, they're not aware of what fixed instruments they're utilizing right now.
Yeah. Okay. As well as, Mike, also in the non-fixed area, in the equity area, right, there's certainly, you know, as you follow the business and the economic cycles, and if you follow the growth of any portfolio that you may currently have, is your allocation may not be appropriate for today's environment or for your risk profile. One of the problems that we've seen over the many, many years that we've been in the business since the early 1990s and on the air here is that there are a lot of people out there that will set up an asset allocation for themselves at some period of time, and they may actually even rebalance that asset allocation on an annual basis. So they may be fundamentally sound in those things, but where they're making a mistake is not adjusting the allocation based on their progression in life. You know, 10 years ago, everybody listening to the show was in a different spot of their life. I don't care who you are, you know, listening to the show right now, or who you are in the world. 10 years ago, you were in a different spot than today. 10 years ago, you may not have had any children, and you have children now. 10 years ago, you may have had children who were starting elementary school, you know, and now have graduated high school. You know, who knows, Mike? Right. The dynamic for anybody is different, but I do know that it's different today for everybody than it was 10 years ago, but there's a lot of people that are still living with their 10-year-old strategies.
Correct. Absolutely. And a lot of times, too, Doug, when it comes to your allocations and all, you only realize that when the market goes down and things are negative.
Right.
Okay. Because when things are going well, you don't feel it, you don't realize it. So the first time you have a real drop or a real impactful down period, that's when you realize. Because, you know, what a lot of investors fail to realize is that, you know, when you go through what we just went through, everything's going down, right? But it's kind of, there's a benchmark out there of where you should have been. You know what I'm saying? And people that go down less, congratulations, you know, it was less. And for people that did a lot more, chances are you weren't aware of your allocation or what's going on. Or like you said, you kind of outgrew it or never made a change or an adjustment to it. And now you're feeling it. So that kind of
explains it. Or success took you into a place that maybe you shouldn't have been before.
Yeah. You know, you were constant running up. So you got out of balance, if you will. You never, you know, reallocate it. So you felt it a little bit harder now. So
that's a hard thing for people to understand, too, Mike, you know. Yeah. In its basic form, if, you know, a period of time ago, whatever it was, 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, 7 years, doesn't make a difference. If you determined that the optimum portfolio, and I'm going to overly simplify this, was 50% in large cap, you know, U.S. stocks and 50% in some sort of fixed instrument, and that's an appropriate risk level for you, and you have not addressed that since then, listen, I'd be shocked if your portfolio is still 50-50 sitting the way it should be. I'm pretty certain that it's going to be significantly higher in the equity side than it is in the fixed income side, and that you're no longer 50-50 if you take the time to analyze it.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, but that's one of the things that's out, you know, that might have happened along the way.
Yeah. And, Mike, you know, it's when you get down to running your funds like this, if you need to have proper strategies in place, because it's just like, you know, a successful cake maker. If somebody's well known for their chocolate cake, they typically don't mess with the recipe. They make sure that each time it's done, the recipe's, you know, the same.
Done, yeah.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed over time is successful investors tend to have a formula and stick with it and make sure it stays the same. So, you know, that may mean, you know, 3 eggs, and make sure it's 3 eggs every single time. And just because eggs are on sale, you don't throw an extra egg into the cake batter. It messes up your quality product that you usually put out there. Well, in many instances, the same can be considered to be true for your investment portfolio.
Correct. Yep. Absolutely.
You know, Mike, the people are going to hear about it during the show here, but I just want to take a minute and mention the two dinners that we have coming up. We've got one on February 7th at Barker Restaurant in Mountain Lakes, and then we've got another one on February 21st at Aqua Blue down in Toms River. Now, the topic is going to be about how to investment strategies for your money for retirement. And, you know, a lot of times in ourselves as well, we talk about income strategies. Well, investment strategies and income strategies are both equally as important. So, and in light of maybe what's gone on in the market at the end of last year and people getting their statements in and you know, maybe opening their eyes a little bit and being, this is a very timely topic for us to talk about.
Yeah, it's absolutely a timely topic. And also I'd like to just point out to everybody too, you know, there's always questions and answers. So you have a time to ask questions about stuff. So that's also part of the night.
Yeah. So if you'd like to join us for the dinner, you're going to hear spots during the show, but let me give you the number now to call, and you'll call into our main office at Wealth Management Group. And the number is 732-340-1410. Again, that number is 732-340-1410. You can, you know, call at any time. If you get in a voicemail, leave a voicemail for, you know, any one of us, myself, Mike, Lorraine, doesn't matter. You know, leave your name, your telephone number, and which dinner you want to come to. And I do want to just remind people that there's limited seating, so you do need to make a reservation.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, anything else you want to add in this segment?
We're good.
All right, let's hop to our first break. We will be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue-chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to Your Financial Future, and heck, we're glad that you're with us. You know, Mike and I come out here every weekend, and we talk to you about financial stuff because we really want to educate you and motivate you and get you going in the right direction to doing the right things in your financial life. So hopefully you can accomplish the financial goals and objectives that you set out for yourself or your family or anybody else that, you know, you make financial decisions for. And, Mike, what I want to talk about here in this segment of the show is basically let's tell people some of the important items that you do need to address in a financial plan, because I think that one of the big misconceptions that people have, I don't think it, I know it, that people have when it comes to financial plan is they think that you're just talking about some sort of investment. And I think that that's a big mistake, and there's a lot more involved to it than just that.
Doug, you know, you're right. And there's multiple things out there that are non-investment that really have to be addressed. And I don't know where you want to kick it off, but I'm going to kick it off first with legal documents. And what I mean by that, primarily your will, your power of attorney, and your medical directive. Key documents, key legal documents to your whole financial plan.
Yeah, that's very, very important. And I got to tell you, Mike, it's alarming to me at the number of people who either don't have that done or it's inadequately prepared. You know, I've seen time and time again, and I know so have you, people have come into the office and they basically have a will that's 2 pages long, basically says anything happens to me, everything go to my spouse, anything happens to my spouse, everything go to my children. No further provisions than that in the document. And then what's even more common is they do not even have a living will or a power of attorney. So why don't we talk about those three things for a couple of minutes here?
Yeah, sure, Doug. You know, you're right. The first one, Doug, we'll start with the will, right? I mean, kind of the legal roadmap of when you're gone, where does all your stuff, as we like to call it, go to? And you're right. Big thing is people come in all the time, wills outdated, or their children who now have children, grandchildren are involved, and they still got guardians for their children, right? And they're in their 30s and 40s, and they kind of chuckle about it. But it's nothing to be laughed at, because it's an important document that basically needs to be up to date, right? Laws have changed over time. There could be some estate planning. I'm not going to beat the whole thing into the ground, but there's some taxation when it comes to estate planning or state estate planning, New Jersey, right, in particular, we're talking about, that really rears its head up, that these provisions are not addressed in this document, and it's a huge mistake.
So one of the reasons for that, Mike, is that the New Jersey estate tax, let's just talk about that for a minute, because that impacts a lot more people than the federal estate tax does right now. So the New Jersey estate tax only came into play, I don't remember the exact year, maybe it was 10 or 13 years ago. But for most people, if they had adult children already in the 2000s, they had no real reason to address their wills, right? I mean, it's already set up the way they want it to set up. But now New Jersey has an estate tax where anything over $675,000 gets taxed. Now, through the proper drafting of a will and one very simple little section added to the will and some titling of the assets, you can make sure that for a married couple, it's not $675,000, it's rather $1,350,000. So that's one of the quick little fixes that we often recommend to people.
Sure. And that's, you know, by having an adequate will addressing these taxation, if you will, can save you money, right? So that's just stroke of the pen can save you some money when it comes to taxation. The other big component of will, Doug, is the power of attorney that we talk about all the time, right? That's the one. You become disabled, you can't act on your behalf. You need to have somebody act on your behalf. Doug, why don't we talk about IRAs and where people go wrong with that?
Sure. It's people need to understand that a will is a meaningless document as long as your heart is still pumping. And I've heard many times people tell me, no, I got the will. It's all taken care of. I've got the will. It's all taken care of. And I'm like, yeah, but that's only taken care of when you pass away. So you need living documents, if you will. And one of the most important, Mike, is the power of attorney that allows somebody to make financial decisions for you. And the example that you asked me to speak about is, let's just pretend for a second that somebody has an IRA account with our firm. And the husband's got an IRA account. And God forbid something happened to him and he was sick or he's incapacitated, he's in the hospital, and the wife needs money and the only place they have to turn to get it from is this IRA account. So she calls up the office and says, hey, Doug, I need money from, you know, so-and-so's IRA account. And if she doesn't have a power of attorney document drafted, we can't give her the money, Mike.
You know that.
Yeah. And that's why I brought it up, because, Doug, you know, an IRA is often where people have the bulk of their wealth. You know, yeah, it was my old 401k. I rolled it over into my IRA. Well, an IRA is very personalized, right? It's my IRA. You can't commingle funds. It's not joint. And if you don't have a power of attorney drafted, it could prevent the husband from helping the wife or the wife from helping the husband. Could be a real problem. The other document we talked about, Doug, with the will and the power of attorney is the medical directive.
Right. A lot of people refer to that as a living will, more common term that they have out there. Now, what that allows for you to do is somebody to make medical decisions on your behalf. So you can't, your wife or husband don't automatically have the right to make medical decisions on your behalf. So your living will basically give somebody, typically your spouse, the authorization to make medical decisions on your behalf, as well as indicate in there what you would like some of those decisions to be. Most common things that whether or not you want to be kept alive on life support or not is really one of the most common things that you see in there.
That's right, Doug. So, Doug, that's, and I want to tap on something else. It's not, has anything to do with those three documents, but it's kind of a legal document when you think about it. Beneficiary forms.
Right.
That's another, you know, document, if you will, that has to be right. And folks, when you have an IRA, any type of qualified account, if you will, IRA, 401k, 403b, you're asked to put down a beneficiary.
Mm-hmm.
And if your whatever that beneficiary says at your death, that goes to that person without flowing through the will. So
yes.
In other words, if I think I have two children and I'm going to do 50-50, I'm going to split the estate for my children, but back yonder I put one of my children down only as the 401k,
mm-hmm.
and I was to pass away, and there's $300,000 at 401k, that goes directly to the child, does not flow through the 50-50 split of the will.
Correct. And you know something, Mike, is that speaking of beneficiary designations, and we're on the topic of important things you need to address in your financial plan, is don't name minor children directly as beneficiaries of any account. They're not going to pay the money out to them. What they're going to do in that situation is they're going to say that the surrogate's office will become the trustee of those funds until the child becomes of legal age. So you want to make sure that you name a custodian for the child when it comes to beneficiary designations, not a minor child directly.
So, Doug, that's one section of your financial plan that's very, very important, and it has to really do with legal documents and drafting of documents.
Mike, another area that's often way overlooked, and we really help a lot of people in this area, is organization of your information. Financial organization is a very important part of the overall financial plan. And you may say, well, how does that come in lockstep with the plan? And being financially organized is going to make it easier for somebody else at some point in time to have to deal with your financial affairs, or it just takes a lot of pressure off of you and a lot of anxiety by knowing where everything is.
Yeah, you know, Doug, so many folks when they come in for the first time are, you know, sorry to say, are not really organized.
Yes.
They're just not. And they come in with piles of papers and stuff. And, you know, and then we get into the, well, do you have this or do you have that? And they start handing you documents and saying, oh, here, this is my IRA and it's not an IRA. And,
right.
You know, you see all those type of things and they don't know what's it invested in. I have no idea. And, you know, that's one aspect of it, of getting people under control. But, Doug, the other aspect that you're talking about organizationally is really to be very organized, whether it's, you know, the wills in a file, the power of attorney, the medical directive. We even talk to people about having a list of their prescriptions put in a file ready to go. These are all things that in emergency time you need at your fingertips.
Right. And that's really very, very important because, again, the financial plan is just everything related. It all needs to be related to each other. So being organized and us helping people get organized is a very, very important thing that you need to make sure that you pay attention to, and you do. Now, another area, important area of your financial plan is do you have an income plan set up for yourself for retirement? How are you going to supply yourself with lifestyle sustaining income during retirement time?
Yeah, and Doug, the big one there that falls underneath that heading, Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Most people We speak about Social Security often on the show. We talk about it's a once-in-a-lifetime decision. We find a lot of people make a mistake and gaff it, and they take it too soon, too late, spousal mistakes, whatever, but they make mistakes. And under that income planning, the big one is Social Security, and a little subpart underneath that is probably Medicare, which is the insurance side of it.
Well, sure, and that's another area of importance when in the financial plan, if you will, is your protection, your insurance stuff. And that's not just your medical insurance, long-term care insurance, life insurance, homeowners insurance, auto insurance, umbrella policy, all the risk management issues, if you will, that have to come into play, you know, in the plan. That's another area that's very important that needs to be addressed in the financial plan. Now, if you've noticed and you've been listening, folks, we've yet to mention an investment or an investment vehicle, because those are just tools inside the plan. All these other areas are just as important, if not even more important, than some of the investments.
Sure. And Doug, you know, so far, like we said, we talked about the legal documents, the will, the et cetera, organization. We talked about income planning, and we talked about the risk, the insurance side of everything. And just in that section alone, those four, we find the bulk of the mistakes are probably made in people's financial plans.
Mm-hmm.
When you know, if you said, here, give me somebody's entire financial plan, never met them before, kind of grade them out, you know, go through the investments, go through the bank money, go through how they have everything and grade it out. I think those four categories are where a lot of people are coming up way short, way too short.
Yeah, they are. And those are the most common categories where we sit down and we find ourselves discussing and investing time with our clients is those, you know, basically those categories. And, you know, I do know this, Mike, is that once we address the issues and we get everything in place, most people tell us that it's a really good feeling for themselves and that they really feel, you know, we got it. We got a financial strategy in place here. We're moving forwards with things. I'm organized now. I got an income plan in place. My estate plan's in place. I know what's going to happen to my stuff when I'm not here anymore. If I get sick, I know I'm all taken care of. And it's a well-coordinated, thought-out strategy to help people try to accomplish their goals and objectives.
Yeah, and you know, it's a big one too, Doug. You know, when you talk about the insurance planning, the risk side, you know, I got to say it, I feel terrible saying this, but lately I've just heard of a few people, and I won't say many, a few people that really passed away way too soon.
You bet.
I'm talking about, you know, 50s, early 60s, you know, that type of age. I'm not talking about 20 and 30 years old. I'm talking about kind of prime of your life type of stuff.
Yes.
And you know, and not that passing away on somebody is ever good, right? You know, let's say that. But, you know, you got the younger when it's very tragic, but they're not really financially, maybe they didn't own a house, maybe this or that. And then you have the older, which kind of lived their lives. But, you know, when you start talking about death in that 50 to 65 range, 50 to 62, sometimes there's a lot of stuff that hasn't been accomplished that needs to get accomplished in people's financial plans.
Yeah, a ton of stuff. And and the risk management end, specifically, we don't see a lot of problems in risk management when it comes to homeowners insurance, auto insurance, that kind of stuff, because everybody's got it.
Right.
Where we see the problems is disability insurance and life insurance.
Yeah.
It's really where we see the deficiencies. And the truth of the matter is some of these things can be rectified for very reasonable premiums, you know?
Yeah.
So, folks, that's our little segment here on the important things that we think that and it's not all the important things, but some of the important things that we think that you should make sure that you address inside of, you know, any financial planning or any strategies that you do. And it's one of the things that we do very well at Wealth Management Group. So, you know, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us and say, hey, come on, can you guys, you know, do you mind sitting down with me and let's see if we can get things going in the right direction? Because we certainly would love to do that for you. We're going to take a break. We will be right back, folks.
Now is such an important time to make sure that your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. None of us are getting any younger, and money is a key ingredient to living a comfortable retirement lifestyle. The hosts of this show are offering two complimentary, no-obligation dinner workshops to help you with your retirement investment strategies. On February 7th at Barca Restaurant in Mountain Lakes and February 21st at Aqua Blue in Toms River, both workshops will start at 6:30 and run for about 90 minutes. At the workshop, you will receive a full-color workbook that is yours to take home. The presentation focuses on sound strategies that may help you calculate the cost of your retirement, understand how tax laws can affect your investments, invest for growth potential, income, and stability. Take a balanced approach to investing and pursuing your goals. Determine the long-term allocation of funds that matches your investing profile. Adjust your portfolio to address the effects of inflation. Make informed decisions regarding which investments might best suit your needs. Help reduce investment risk and maintain the potential for competitive returns. Avoid common pitfalls faced by today's retirees. Prepare for a more comfortable and rewarding retirement lifestyle. Perhaps best of all, to help make the most of your workshop experience, we'll be offering a complimentary, no-cost consultation to everyone who attends the workshop. This follow-up meeting is a great way to evaluate your options and get answers to your individual questions. Seating is limited, so call to make your reservation now for either workshop on February 7th at Barca Restaurant in Mountain Lakes or February 21st at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. They both start at 6:30, and by spending roughly 90 minutes, you may get some good advice and guidance on your retirement investment strategy. Call 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Now is an important time to make sure you are on the right track. Call 855-262-3722 to register.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Glad that you're investing some of your time here with us today. Michael and I want to educate you and motivate you, get you going in the right direction. And, you know, in the last segment there, you heard about some very important things that are necessary, we think, in everybody's overall planning. So, you know, we can help you out always in those areas. And if there's anything that we spoke about during that period that you have any questions on or you spoke in, you know, sparked some interest or, you know, anything else, just let us know because we're you know, very happy to help you out and see if we can guide you in the right direction.
Sure.
All right, Mike. Favorite time of the show, man.
Yep.
What have you been up to lately?
Yeah.
Want to go first?
Yeah, I'll kick it off. You know, Doug, because something about that we talked about earlier in the first segment of the show, I actually got a call from somebody. Come on down, need to see. I have some retirement money that that the client had, and they took a pretty good hit here in December. And you know, I didn't know anything about the money because the money's being moved to us, you know. So when I went there and sat down, you know, he had showed me and it was down, not quite significantly better than perhaps what it should have been or what the market would dictate.
Took a larger loss than you believe he should have.
Yes, okay. Yes. And he said, oh, you know, and he said, I can't believe it, you know, this big of a hit. And then to the other two, and he was saying to me, but, you know, I was going to move this to you. I was going to, you know, call you. I was going to move it. But it kept running up. And it was doing, you know, really well. And it was just very indicative, Doug, what we talk about all the time on the show. You know, probably, well, definitely a little too aggressive
yep.
for you know, his risk tolerance.
Well, when it was going down.
Right. Yeah. But when it was going up, kind of masked it, right? Oh, doing really well, doing really well. No need for change. No need to kind of do what I need to do to let it fit my financial, you know, plan or, you know, my profile or, you know, whatever, you want, my investment strategy. And then it kind of came out glaring after the month of December.
Yeah.
And anyway, you know, so we took care of it, going to do the right thing, put it to where it should be type of thing. And, but just, it was taken back by it.
You know, Mike, you bring up a good point there where somebody said to you that they were holding off moving it over for a specific reason.
Yep.
In this case, it was going up.
Right.
Right. And then some people also will say, you know, when it comes back, in other words, it went down, but when it comes back, and what they fail to realize is that in many instances, many, many instances, we can bring that asset over the way it stands right now and keep it and help you by monitoring it and giving you some insight into it. So it's important for people to bear in mind as well, too, right?
Yeah, and then the other thing, too, is people think is that if it's going up, 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 it's only going up because of where they have it. That's not necessarily true. And if it's, you know, and if it's going, you know, down, you know, if it's down and it needs to come back, oh, it won't come back if I do what I should do with it.
Yeah.
And my advice is do what's proper for your financial risk, you know, your profile, not thinking that, you know, do what's right today. That's, I'm just a firm believer in it, is if you're in a situation, the only thing we can get right is maybe tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And let's do it and get right on the right course with where you should be, not hoping up, down, or anywhere else in between.
Yeah. Mike, this week I had a very good meeting and a very long meeting, as a matter of fact, with working on helping some people with some estate planning ideas in a very common situation that it's very common that it's not addressed, and it's the second marriage situation, Mike. I know a couple of weeks ago we spoke about it on the air, and you know, the estate planning and the whole, not just the estate planning, the whole financial strategies that, you know, need to be paid attention to for second marriages is very important, in my opinion. And a lot of people are, you know, they kind of put the blinders on when it comes to it because maybe they don't want to deal with the issue of, you know, letting a, you know, their second spouse know that maybe they feel a certain way related to their estate planning in particular.
You know, as to, you know, when I'm not here anymore, what do I want to happen to my assets? And, you know,
when I had this meeting together with these people, you know, I went over a whole bunch of different things with them, things they didn't know and they weren't aware of, and gave them some really good things to think about. And, you know, I actually got a follow-up email from the son, and he's like, thank you so much for all the different things that you gave us to think about. We were never aware that there were so many different things that we could consider when it came to the estate planning.
Yeah. You know, Doug, when it comes to the estate planning of a second marriage or things that you can do, you're right. It needs to be addressed. But also, I'll take it from the social issue, if you will, of a new marriage. A lot of times when two people meet and it's a second marriage and there's children involved and there's assets involved, there becomes resentment towards that new person that's entering into mom or dad's life because of the thoughts of money. I mean, let's be real about it. Okay.
Yep.
I mean, to say that, you know, there aren't children that are greedy, for lack of a better word, or worrying about what they're going to get, if mm-hmm. you want to call it that, call it whatever you may, but you get what I'm saying. They worry about that. And I think that there's a lot of solutions and ways to do things where that doesn't need to happen. And I think from a social aspect, you get off on a better foot. You think you're not thinking about, you're not looking at that person of, oh, well, he or she's here to take my mom or dad's money. You could maybe look at it a different way and say, oh, that's good. It's good companionship or whatever the two need out of their relationship.
Well, you know, the takeaway from this, now this estate actually happens to be extremely complex because they own multiple businesses and, you know, there's going to be a lot of, you know, sophisticated planning that has to go into it. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter whether it's a sophisticated estate like this or a simple estate. The words that came out of their mouths were, we just can't wait till we have a strategy in place for us and we know that this is taken care of so we can get the burden of worry off of our shoulders. So it's more about a feeling and a, you know, that you can have of a sense of accomplishment that you can, or maybe an ease, you know, that this burden's been on you. And it just, it's something that we can help out with. And with so many second marriages out there, it's something that's really, really important to pay attention to.
Yeah, you know, and again, Doug, I'm not going to talk in terms of, you know, financial money, but, you know, we're seeing more and more second marriages for the very fact of people are living a lot older, okay? And you know, people that happen to lose a spouse, right, you know, and, you know, they're looking for companionship or whatever, and it is a merging of assets. It is a merging of two people's worlds and two families coming together, both socially and financially. And I'll just say this, Doug, from the aspect of the peace of mind and having it done, I think it's that way with a lot of things in life. You always feel a lot better when you know there's something that's out there that needs to be addressed in your life. I think after it's done, you always do feel a lot better. And this is no different.
Yeah, it certainly is, you know, no different. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be, they're going to be in a much better spot. I also had a review meeting this week with an existing client, a guy who's been, he's been working with me since 1993. And, you know, we were, first of all, laughing about, you know, how long we've known each other and, you know, and all that stuff. But just came in, Mike, to just have a basic review, you know, and said to me, he goes, you know, I like, you know, I'm comfortable. I just want to review everything and go over it again and make sure it's appropriate. And, you know, as time goes on, and what happens, one of the cool things that happens in our relationships with our clients, Mike, is that, you know, over the years, we may recommend small minor changes inside of their strategy that I think because we do the implementation for them, it, you know, we design the strategy and we implement it for our clients to take that burden off of them, that over time, I think sometimes they forget that there were changes made along the way. You know, so I went through it with them. I said, hey, you know, Steve, remember when we were back here, you know, we did this, and then over the time, it changed. And at the end, he goes, ah, you see, I'm so, you know, I feel good. I'm glad that I came in to have this conversation, you know, with you. And, you know, it's always good to have a refresher.
Happens all the time, Doug. I mean, it's just, I can't tell you, and you know, I'm tell you, tell the people, I should say, existing clients that come in and just, that even have been here forever.
Right.
Okay. But to come in and to refresh and say, why you we're doing what we're doing or what you own, you know, for what reason, it just refreshes. It's the, oh yeah, I forgot. That's right. Yeah. You said that. And you know, from it's good to refresh, but it's also amazing to me sometimes, like to us, we know it like, well, yeah, that's why you're doing that. But people actually forget because they're so busy in their lives and doing things that they kind of forget. Or, you know, I think too, sometimes I think they're at ease and they don't worry about it. You know, it's not something that's, once they know it's taken care of, it's not like a hard pressing issue in their mind every day. So I think they, and they kind of forget, oh yeah, that's right. These are the reasons why. So it's always great. And I know the beginning of the year always brings a lot of those people wanting to come in and review the situation.
You know, what's really cool too about that meeting, Mike, is that, you know, when I had met, Steve and Sharon back then, they had a child that was like 2 years old. And I had given him, they came into the office, and one of the wholesalers, one of the investment company wholesalers had given us, you know, some of those squishy stress balls that were shaped like it was a globe, right?
Yeah.
And he goes to me, he goes, you know, he still has that thing, and it's on his dresser. You know, that was a long time ago, you know? So, but it's cool. You know, it makes you feel good. You know, the kid kept that thing and, you know, he knows who he got it from and, you know, and all that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is cool.
You know, anything else you want to add in this segment?
No, I think that's it.
Yeah. We're going to hop out to a break. They're going to hear another, you know, spot here about the dinners, Mike, and we can't emphasize it enough, you know, to come on out and join us at these dinners. We have a lot of fun doing them. We do our best to make sure that they're, you know, educational and entertaining. We don't feel as though you're ever bored when you come to these things. And, you know, we just want to encourage people to come.
Sounds good.
All right. Let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Now is such an important time to make sure that your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. None of us are getting any younger, and money is a key ingredient to living a comfortable retirement lifestyle. The hosts of this show are offering two complimentary, no-obligation dinner workshops to help you with your retirement investment strategies. On February 7th at Barca Restaurant in Mountain Lakes and February 21st at Aqua Blue in Toms River. Both workshops will start at 6:30 and run for about 90 minutes. At the workshop, you will receive a full-color workbook that is yours to take home. The presentation focuses on sound strategies that may help you calculate the cost of your retirement, understand how tax laws can affect your investments, invest for growth potential, income, and stability, take a balanced approach to investing and pursuing your goals, determine the long-term allocation of funds that matches your investing profile, adjust your portfolio to address the effects of inflation, make informed decisions regarding which investments might best suit your needs, help reduce investment risk, and maintain the potential for competitive returns. Avoid common pitfalls faced by today's retirees. Prepare for a more comfortable and rewarding retirement lifestyle. Perhaps best of all, to help make the most of your workshop experience, we'll be offering a complimentary, no-cost consultation to everyone who attends the workshop. This follow-up meeting is a great way to evaluate your options and get answers to your individual questions. Seating is limited, so call to make your reservation now for either workshop on February 7th at Barca Restaurant in Mountain Lakes or February 21st at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. They both start at 6:30, and by spending roughly 90 minutes, you may get some good advice and guidance on your retirement investment strategy. Call 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Now is an important time to make sure you are on the right track. Call 855-262-3722 to register.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you are investing some of your time here. Hope you're getting some good information. We want to educate you and motivate you to take steps in your financial life and get going in the right direction. And, Mike, you know, we come out here every week, and I want to remind people that, you know, you listen to the radio show here. If you can't make one of our dinners, which, you know, we hope you come, you're always welcome to have a complimentary consultation with no obligation with us. You'll come on in, you'll sit down, and we'll get to know you, and we'll give you actual strategies, you know, that'll help you improve your situation as an outcome of, you know, coming in and talking with us. And I really do think that, you know, it's important that people know that, is that you can take the strategies and leave if you want to with them. But I think it's also important for us to let people know. And somebody asked me this. I was out for dinner with another couple last weekend, and they said to me, "Doug, wealth management, what is it that you actually do?" You get that question so many times, right, Mike? And I think that I've done a good job of getting the point across. We design strategies for people with their money and implement them for them. That's what we do. And the "and implement them for them," I think, is an important part for people to understand, because I think people say, "Okay, that's great. You're going to tell me what to do. I don't know how to go about doing that." And I think that that's a critical thing that we have to spend time talking to people about and letting them know about the implementation that we do of the strategies for them to make it easy.
Correct, Doug. You know, a lot of times too, you know, people, like you said, they come in and, you know, they present their situation and we start talking about it, give them the solution stuff. they get nervous, like, okay, well, that's all good, but
how do I do this?
How's this going to happen?
Right.
You know, it's relax, relax. We got you. You know, we're not just saying here, this is how to and go do it. It's not how it works. And you're right. That is a concern, you know, so people have concerns, Doug, right from, you know, I guess picking up the phone, right? That's a problem. And then right through to, you know, how do I do this type of situation? And even after that, right, the monitoring and the reviews and we get it. Things change, right? I mean, it's things change all the time. They better, right? I mean, life's dynamic. I mean,
to say that
somebody's life doesn't change is really hard to believe.
Hey, listen, tax laws are going to change. The economy's going to change. You know, you're going to go from periods of, you know, high inflation at a flat cost of living, right? I mean, it can go all over the place. But I think it's important for us, Mike, to emphasize to the people that we'll design the strategy. With your permission, we'll implement the strategy for you and then, you know, keep an eye on it with you and, you know, keep it moving along. And we really, I think, have done a nice job at Wealth Management Group of simplifying what could be an overly complex situation or process for people and simplifying it so that we can make it easy for the Main Street regular average person to get this kind of guidance.
Yes, absolutely.
You know? So that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Hope you got some good information from the show. Call anytime. You know, no cost, no obligation to sit down with us. No strings attached. We're happy to do it. Hope to see you guys out at the upcoming dinners. Stay warm this weekend, and we'll be back next week. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Now is such an important time to make sure that your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. None of us are getting any younger, and money is a key ingredient to living a comfortable retirement lifestyle. The hosts of this show are offering two complimentary, no-obligation dinner workshops to help you with your retirement investment strategies. On February 7th at Barca Restaurant in Mountain Lakes and February 21st at Aqua Blue in Toms River, both workshops will start at 6:30 and run for about 90 minutes. At the workshop, you will receive a full-color workbook that is yours to take home. The presentation focuses on sound strategies that may help you calculate the cost of your retirement, understand how tax laws can affect your investments, invest for growth potential, income, and stability, take a balanced approach to investing and pursuing your goals, determine the long-term allocation of funds that matches your investing profile, adjust your portfolio to address the effects of inflation. Make informed decisions regarding which investments might best suit your needs. Help reduce investment risk and maintain the potential for competitive returns. Avoid common pitfalls faced by today's retirees. Prepare for a more comfortable and rewarding retirement lifestyle. Perhaps best of all, to help make the most of your workshop experience, we'll be offering a complimentary, no-cost consultation to everyone who attends the workshop. This follow-up meeting is a great way to evaluate your options and get answers to your individual questions. Seating is limited, so call to make your reservation now for either workshop on February 7th at Barca Restaurant in Mountain Lakes or February 21st at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. They both start at 6:30, and by spending roughly 90 minutes, you may get some good advice and guidance on your retirement investment strategy. Call 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Now is an important time to make sure you are on the right track. Call 855-262-3722 to register.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. FINRA SIPC 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey 07050 973-299-9222. Wealth Management LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.